we don't try to share some positivity on the Joe and Alex show.
Especially, you might need it on your midweek soiree, such as today.
Your little humpity hump day. Yeah! I'm keeping that thing alive till it dies. All right, let's get some good news all up in your face this morning. How about this? A car started drifting into oncoming traffic near an intersection in Dixon, Illinois last Friday. This is not the good part of the story. I just want to clear that up.
Okay, I was like, whoa, okay.
It's like, well, Joe, you're kind of missing the point here, aren't you, bud? Well, let's see here. It turned out the driver was having a seizure. Okay, this is also not the good point of the story. I promise you it will get better. And two cops pulled up behind him after they saw him drift through a red light. Okay, it does get better.
That's an awful story so far.
I'm confused.
But before they could do anything, a 39-year-old guy named Randy Tompkins jumped out of his truck, saw the guy's passenger seat window was open, and dove through it head first while the car was still rolling. Now, that's pretty badass. He hit the brakes, and he put it into park, and the cop's dash cam got it all on video, which is really cool. He ended up waiting with the guy until the paramedics showed up. Luckily, the guy's okay. Randy told the local news that he knew the guy's life was in danger, so his adrenaline just was going, and he didn't really think about it. He just reacted. He also admitted that he thought, you know, diving through the window felt like something out of the Dukes of Hazzard.
It is very cartoon-like or, you know, movie-like.
The scene right there, like, well, I think I need to help out in this situation right here.
Good Samaritan.
All right. Never mean it. I see the car. It's going about 10 miles per hour. I'm going to run. Beats all you never. I'm going to jump. I'm going to save this man. I just want an excuse to play the Dukes of Hazzard theme. Okay, what do you got today?
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah. Wait, you never watched the Dukes of Hazzard?
No.
What?
You know how much I know about the Dukes of Hazzard? That it's a reference Jessica Simpson made when she wore her Daisy Duke shorts.
Here we go. Come on. The way, everybody in your car. Only way they know how. It's a jam, guys. That's just a little bit more than the normal. It's almost done. You're going to love this.
Oh, my gosh. Just a good old boy. Sound like grandpa music.
If your grandpa was a Confederate.
All right, Alex, good luck topping that. That's American as can be.
A video has gone viral of a Utah boy taking time to pledge his allegiance to the flag when nobody was watching. So Jamie Warner says she caught her 7-year-old son Wyatt on a neighbor's security footage pledging the allegiance to the American flag on his own, totally outside of school. There's a video that they posted to Instagram. Wyatt was seen riding a little dirt bike up to his neighbor's doorstep. I guess he was going over to their house for something. But because they had their American flag on their porch, he stopped. And even before ringing the doorbell, he put his hand over his heart. And you can hear on their front door camera that he starts reciting the Pledge of Allegiance to the American flag flying on his friend's house. And the mom said she has never seen him do anything like this, but it was just so precious that he would do that. Listen to this.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and school, liberty and justice for all.
All right. Look at that little kid doing his thing right there.
He messed it up.
Yeah, that's not American. That's like when I couldn't do the song the other day.
Oh, brother.
I messed up the national anthem.
Yeah, yours was 10 times worse.
We brought that up again, Joe.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just showing that I'm human. We all can do it. Can you do the Pledge of Allegiance? Do you know it right now without looking? Go.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Hold on. Can you do it in his voice, please? Like the little kid voice.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
God bless America.
That's it. There you go.
All right, now do the national anthem. Go.
I don't want to do that right now.
Oh, you don't know it.
It's a full song. It's like 2 minutes.
We got a terrorist up on the show this morning.
Come on.
If you're not a terrorist, do it.
Oh, my gosh.
MYK, am I wrong?
Well, I don't think she, you know, incites terror by not doing the national anthem. But
oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose bright stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight for the ramparts we won.
little pitchy, dog.
The bomb's bursting in air.
Gave truth.
Proof.
Proof. Oh.
Gave proof through the night.
That the flag was still there.
Still there.
Oh, say it as that star-spangled banner yet
I'll tell you right now.
Who's the terrorist now?
Yeah, some other morning show, that's for sure. All right, good job, guys.
Joe Sama.
Coming up on the Joe and Alan show.
Wait, hold on. We're not going anywhere. What the hell did you, what did you just say?
Joe Sama Bin Laden.
Because I got my beard?
No, because you got the national anthem wrong. Whatever
you
we
messed
did that.
Up just right now. We're all human.
Because I'm, no.
Oh, okay.
You really mess up. You trip me up. You're
hey,
singing
good,
with
good morning,
me.
Joe and Alex show. Hello.
Yeah, George Jetson.
Okay. Yeah. That guy right there messed me up, too.
George Jetson.
I don't know. Good morning, Joe and Alex show.
Now you want to sing the national anthem, right? Where were you last week?
That's what I'm
hey,
saying.
Hey, I'm human, bro. You
You're
never,
killing me.
Dude.
I'd be at WWE if it wasn't for you. Now you sing it perfectly.
Hey, isn't Joe Sama Bin Laden an accurate name for him?
Yes, it is. Actually, you're correct, Alex. That would be correct.
It's the Joe Sama
and Alex show. That's horrible.
All right, moving on. Jeez, you guys are
We're gonna have a lot of complaints. Well, I can already see the emails coming in. Producer MRK, I'll let you man the Joe and Alex show account for that.
Ooh, if
you
want to, phones are blowing up. Oh, suddenly they're all busy.
If you want to complain that we can do the national anthem, well, I don't know what to tell
Wait,
you.
Wait, there's plenty more verses, guys.
Oh,
do you
there
know
are?
The rest of the national
anthem? No, like there's
the,
more?
Yeah, there's like a million words to the Star Spangled
no,
Banner.
What else is there?
Lauren says, might be the single worst performance of the national anthem I've ever heard.
Oh, Lauren, go to Canada.
Canada.
Get out of here.
It keeps going. It's like, on the shore dimly seen.
No, what? It's
through
not.
The mists of the deep.
Oh,
there's
people
like a
can never
say the mist of the deep?
That's what it says, right? Deep.
Oh,
no, not
deep.
The D.
Okay.
Wait, so do people just not sing that second part of the national anthem?
They're the lost verses.
The lost verses?
And we bring them back next. No, I'm
Wait,
kidding.
That's what we should do. If we rewrote the national anthem for the United States of America, what would we include? Because you know that mine is going to have something about chicken nuggets.
Which are
when
probably not.
The nuggets hit the sauce. And the sloths gave their hugs.
All I know is I'm adding Quavo to this, and I'm having it produced by the Chainsmokers.